Hello, Miss Sia. How are you doing on this lovely Monday?
Oh, can I just tell you, there's nothing like waking up to a massive thunderstorm. We have one of those like weather radar thingies and just blaring and going off. And I'm just like laying there going like, no, please not now. And then all of a sudden you just like thunderstorm. So yeah, we woke up to a gorgeous thunderstorm. Like
nice.
Cracked literally like across the street from our golf course. Like, yeah. So we had one close one.
Crazy. Yeah. We've had some weather here too in Chicagoland area, some rain this weekend and it put a damper on some of my kids' sporting activities. But how have you been doing? I want to hear about some of the amazing work you've been up to, as always. I saw you were in studio with our good friend Ari highlighting Latina with breast cancer. So I want to just talk a little bit about that. Can you just talk about what you guys were doing and what she was up to?
Yeah. So Audie Medrano. So she's a resilient powerhouse on LinkedIn. And at Audie Medrano, if you follow Instagram and all that stuff. She is an ambassador for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And so it's kind of in honor of kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month. She went on Univision here in Dallas-Fort Worth and talked about, you know, breast cancer and the awareness, especially among Latinas, because they often don't take care of themselves. They take care of their family members. And as because of that, Latinas have one of the highest unfortunate death rates in breast cancer. So went on there to advocate, to remind everyone like, hey, you gotta, if you love your family, you gotta love yourself too. So crazy. She kicked booty. I understood one word every like 30, but otherwise it was awesome. And it was hilarious. I walked into the studio, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, you guys. And I see the news anchors and they're getting ready. And like, we just kind of got in through security and whatnot. And no one was there to greet us. So I just walked into the studio and they're looking at me and they're like, what the hell is Latina doing here? And then that's when I was like, I'm here for Audie. We're bringing her in. And it was just funny. It was just funny. So,
She's that popular. She's got an entourage now. She's apparently that celeb status. You're a part of it. How about that? And as you know, breast cancer is something near and dear to my heart. My mother having overcome it just this last year. And not only were you and Ari doing some amazing work, but my good friend Brandon Lee and I hosted Bee's Booby Bingo Bash on Friday night at Real Time Sports Bar and Grill in Elk Grove Village and had just a hell of a good time raising money for the Making Strides for Breast Cancer, Breast Cancer Research Fund, and the American Cancer Society. And I was calling bingo all night, and it was so, so much fun. And we haven't gotten the totals yet, but I'm sure we raised more than we did last year. As you know, we tried and aspired to do some bowling activities, and for one reason or another, it didn't work out. But the bingo bash was second to none, as always. And so thanks for your help in getting that promoted, Sia, and making sure that we were taken care of in all things. So, it's just been a lot of fun over the last couple of weeks. It's event season. But it's also tattoo season for me. As I told you a couple weeks ago, I got another tattoo from my good friends at Speakeasy. But I will be back in the chair a week from today once again. Patrick and I have some work to do on my mural on my right calf. But if you don't know who Speakeasy is or are, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building. With over 30 years of experience, they have a curated staff of magnificently talented local and international artists, and they continue to host monthly guests from all over the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop offering a wide range of styles in a clean and relaxing atmosphere. And whatever style you're looking for, they will absolutely help make their vision come to life. So be sure to check out their artists on their website at www.speakeasycustomtattoo.com. Be sure to tell them Chris sent you, and maybe I'll see you in the chair there as well. So Sia, let's kick off this show because we got a lot of fun to have, huh?
Oh, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's go.
There I go dancing again. I can't help it. Every time we open the show with that amazing kickoff that you created, I'm just bobbing my head and banging my head, dancing away. So thank you again for for all your work, and thank you for what you do with Brilliant Bean Media and supporting Hail Hail Auctions and the Walking Tall movement and everybody else, everything else I'm a part of for that matter. You know, and speaking of things I'm a part of, this show, right, The Appeal, a couple weeks ago we had a first-time, two-time guest, right? If you remember RJ McMahon with Oak Leiden, shout out to them, doing amazing work in the very similar industry that we're going to talk about today. But today is a first for us on The Appeal as well. It's the first time we're having a panel or multiple guests to highlight an amazing organization. So I'm really excited, but also a little nervous. I hope I could manage the conversation and make sure everything we hope to highlight gets highlighted. But we got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to have to kick you back and send up the group from the Special Leisure Services Foundation, SLSF.
Yeah. I know when I'm not welcome anywhere. Have a great show, everyone. And like I said, ladies, give them a good hard run on this one. Have fun, ladies.
Thanks for nothing. See ya. Well, there they are. So as I mentioned before, I introduced the three of you. For those that don't know, the SLSF, the Special Leisure Services Foundation's mission, and they exist to support children and adults with disabilities through philanthropy for the NWSRA, an amazing organization that I see in my personal community quite often, and we'll talk about that. But I'm just so honored to have alongside me Ms. Ann Koala, the Superintendent of Development, Liz Thomas, the Foundation Manager, and Megan O'Brien, the Event Coordinator. And so in effort to make sure this is kind of organized and we get the message across, Ann, I'm going to go to you first as the Superintendent of Development. Please, if you would, like, highlight who you are, what you do, and everything SLSF is and does.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having us on today, Chris, and thanks for kind of going above your comfort zone and having all of us on. We're kind of like, we call each other the dream team, so you love working together. So more about Special Leisure Services Foundation, or SLSF, which you said perfectly. You must have practiced it in the mirror, which I have to do like 1,000 times to make sure it's not
in the shower.
You're very good. It's like alphabet soup, SLSF. But we're the fundraising arm for NWSRA, or Northwest Special Recreation Association. And that's actually a partnership of 17 member park districts throughout the Northwest suburbs. So we do have quite a large service area. But our mission is really to provide outstanding recreation for people of all abilities. So it's all about quality of life. We like to say it's about making friends, going new places, seeing new things, and really just having the best life you possibly can, no matter what your ability level. So to make that happen, sometimes that takes a little more money. We don't ever want to pass off the cost of programming to our families. We want to keep it as accessible as possible. So that's where the foundation comes in. We kind of rally the community and donors who are interested in what we're doing to make sure that we can make outstanding happen for our people. So that's really what we do.
I love it. And as you know, I had 10 years of industry experience as the director of recreation at the Park District of Highland Park. And I had a great relationship with the NSSRA and Craig Culp. So shout out to them as well. And I'm very familiar what it is you folks do and what you're all about. Such inspiring work. So important. But as you said, right, it can become very expensive. And not to put those costs on the families is instrumental to ensuring, as you said, quality of life for those with varying abilities. And I know that comes at so many different costs, right? But it also comes at being very present and involved in the community. And so Liz, as the foundation manager, that's where you come in. I see you everywhere and anywhere. Last Friday, Sia, if you could pull that picture up, if you don't mind. There we are.
We are. Is this when I kick your butt?
Friday, I was so honored to be alongside you at Jewel Osco in Rolling Meadows, raising money for the Knights of Columbus, because that time frame, all the money was going to your organization.
It was,
and
correct.
So, you know, whether it's networking groups, whether it's fostering animals in your own home, like the list goes on and on. And I don't mean this to sound funny in any other way, but like, you're everywhere. So talk about your role at SLSF and what it is you are tasked with doing and how you go about doing it.
No, absolutely. Great pictures. Thanks for helping on Friday. I know I totally got more money than you.
You got like a bunch of 20s. I think I got one maybe.
I know people were just so generous. They're like, here's another $20. And then I'd yell down. I was like, thanks. I'm trying to beat the guy down there. I'm trying to be better than him.
You were. Be careful because I might have to put you on stage to auction a couple items at the gala if you think you're that much better.
I think I cap at $20 bills. $20. Sold. Thank you.
All right. So tell us who you are and like why are you everywhere?
This is what I do. This is what I know, like people with disabilities, advocating for those who need an advocate. When I was 4 years old, my sister was born and she has lots of different special needs. And so I knew how to call 911, say the baby wasn't breathing, run outside, flag down the ambulance, talk about my sister and all her different types of needs. And like literally my mom will tell stories about how I would tell the paramedics, like, hey, this is what's up with my sister. Like, this is what you're going to need to do. So I always joke that being an advocate and, you know, spreading the word about what individuals need was in my blood, like, you know, from the day I was born. And so that just kind of rolled into, you know, connecting with the community and being present. I was convinced even at a young age that anything I could do, my sister could do also, you know, and even park districts would be like, only you're signed up. And I'd be like, oh, about that. Like, actually, I come with a package deal. This is my sister. Like, she's visually impaired. She's physically impaired. And she can do anything I can do. So you're going to put her in this program, too. And so, like, that's just the life I knew. And so by the time I was 15, I was working here, you know, as a job. And it was exciting. And, you know, it was what I loved to do. And I love people. I might love animals more. I try not to tell people that, but I.
Well, you foster like how many dogs and cats? I know. Anyways.
Yes. I love animals, but I absolutely love people. I love vulnerable populations. I love connecting people with resources, and I love being present in the community. You know, I truly feel that if we ever have a chance at, you know, being a better world and working together as better humans, we have to connect with each other. And so that's kind of my primary job here is youngest brother. Sorry, I read the comment about someone's sibling. I have a special spot in my heart for siblings. Like we as siblings for people with disabilities don't have the same experience of anyone else. Like we just don't, you know? So by third grade, I remember saying to a friend, every time I get sick, I go to my grandma's house. And they were like, that's not normal. And I was like, what do you mean that's not normal? Like, we can't let my sister get sick, you know, like, so I go to my grandma's house. And so it's just a different upbringing for siblings, you know, and we have a different advocacy. We see their hurt. We see their pain. And we know what the world needs to accept and do and how to rally for them. And so I've really taken that personal background into my profession as the foundation manager, into the development, into connecting people with resources and getting our mission out to everyone. So
amazing.
Big and passion.
You use the word connection, right? And connecting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my experience in being in Parks and Rec and knowing what the work you folks do, a lot of those connections are made in programming and events and in various facilities. And I know, Megan, that's where you come in. So Megan O'Brien, the events coordinator with SLSF, I know you have your hand in almost everything, right? Whether it's interacting with the participants on a daily basis, to their families, to planning. So talk a little bit about what it is you do and some of your more favorite programs that you guys put on for some of your participants.
Yeah, thanks again for having us on today, Chris. I really appreciate it. Sure. But from the event side, we do 6 different golf outings. So golf is very popular within our season and we love it. And each one is a little bit different, which is kind of unique about our foundation. But then we also do a fashion show and then the gala. I would say my favorite events are probably our fashion show, and we do a women's only golf outing. So it's a 9-hole event. It's kind of really like a party on the golf course is what we tell people. We auction off caddies. They get like the full bartending experience, caddy, personal, chef, bartender, I guess, throughout the day on the golf course. So I think that's a really great experience and it's unique to, the foundation. And I think it just keeps people coming back and like, oh, is there room this year? And I was like, no, we actually sold out this year. So we'll keep you on the list for next year. But I think it just keeps like adding in like a momentum of people get so excited about it too. So
Chris, you should do that. Not the auction. Let me
auction me off. I'm not sure you're going to get a lot of money, but I'm happy to volunteer, as you know.
We'll put some plants in the room. We'll put some plants in the room. Yeah, that'll fit on you.
Yeah, maybe my mom will be free that day because she'll be the only one to bid on me, right? And honestly, right? Like, I think it's important for the you guys are following Sia's directions, I see. But anyways, and you know, I think it's important for those watching and listening to understand the magnitude of the task at hand in raising money. So if you don't mind, just briefly, like, what are some of the financials of the organization before we talk about the gala coming up? Like, how much do you guys raise annually? What's the need? It's very important, I think, to set the table.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said before, it's our job to kind of help offset the cost, right? So think about a typical park district program. Just look at staffing for an example. You might have 20 kids, right, in a typical park district program, and you could have one counselor watching these 20 kids. Well, for an NWSRA program, every kid might have a different need. So maybe you only have 4 kids to one staff, or sometimes 2 kids to one staff. So there, your staffing cost is already so much greater because there's just a greater need for those individuals to make sure that they're, you know, safe and getting all of the attention that they need. So on top of that, there's, you know, accessible supplies, adaptive equipment that we need to fundraise for. We have fundraised also for like specialty spaces. So we have some really, really cool spaces to offer our participants. We have some sensory rooms. So think about like bubble tubes and fiber optic lights and interactive materials for people to use for one-on-one therapies and group therapies and programs. We also just completed an accessible greenhouse mm-hmm. at the Wheeling Park District, which is super cool. Oh. Got to learn about ecology and growing plants and being like hands-on. Like, I love playing in the dirt. That's just who I am. Like, if there's not dirt under my fingernails, I'm not a happy little plant. Like, so I totally get that being a part of nature is just part of being a human being, right? And people of all abilities should be able to experience that. And we did use the gala impact auction last year to raise funds for that. So that helped, the gala helped make that happen. For the gala this year, we're looking to raise $100,000 to help offset some of those costs for those specialty programming, for general program supplies, expenses for like ticketed events. So part of our programs, we want them to go out to a baseball game, go to a football game, like go to a nature center, and all those things cost money. So we're helping that happen too. Annually, SLSF is giving about $350,000 to NWSRA amazing. To help with like general programming, accessible transportation. We help with inclusion. What'd you say?
I said transportation.
Transportation's a big thing. Yeah.
Number one barriers for people with disabilities. You can make the greatest programs, have the most wonderful spaces, but if they can't get there, we're doing something wrong, you know? So having that has been a huge, huge thing.
Yeah. And you know, you highlighted something, and of course my spidey senses perked up. And there you go, folks. If you haven't already, scan that QR code. It'll take you directly to the SLSF's website. If you don't know, it's slsf.me. But as I was saying, you know, Sia and I have great relationships in the adaptive equipment communities. AE Corner are great friends of ours, and they highlight some amazing products. So I can't wait to introduce you guys to those individuals, because products like Easy Hold comes to mind, where they help individuals with hand mobility issues hold pens and styluses, so they're doing work on their tablets like everybody else. And so there's amazing things out there, bath products for those that need, you know, the list goes on and on. So we'll introduce you to them. But and you highlighted it, you mentioned it, so we're here to talk about it. The Celebratability Gala on November 7th, 2025 at the Chevy Chase Country Club in Wheeling is the 31st annual event. And we're tasked together, because I'm so honored to work alongside the three of you as your auctioneer of choice that evening. But we're tasked with raising money. So talk a little bit about whoever wants to take the stage. Talk about the night, what one attending can expect, what's maybe some of the auction items are. Let's really make sure that folks know that this event is one not to miss.
Let's have Megan. Why don't you take that? Megan's the event coordinator extraordinaire, and day to day, she is deep in the thick of events. So take the stage here on the gala, Megan.
Yeah. So this year we're super, super lucky that it just happened to fall on SLSF's 45th birthday. So that's like the big thing that we're really excited about. So even though it is the 32nd year, it is our 45th anniversary, which is really exciting for us. But our event is, our gala, so it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we have, we're lucky to have Chris as our auctioneer this year, super excited. And he was able to get us these really cool, unique trips for everyone to go on. So we'll have some live auction vacations for everyone to bid on. And then outside of that, we do a silent auction with about 45 different baskets that people can bid on. We have one of our unique raffles that we have is our bucket of cheer raffle. So we've got 2 8-foot tables of bar accessories, alcohol, all kinds of different stuff. So this is our first year that we're actually splitting it into 2 prizes. So we'll have 2 winners. In the past, it's just been 1 winner and they've won all of this stuff. So more chances for people to win. Yeah, we can't do that in good
conscience anymore. That's a lot of alcohol, it sounds like. I was like, holy.
Yeah.
They had to get a different car. Remember? Yeah, they had to have their husband.
Like a tiny BMW.
Yeah. It was like 3 cars to get it home. It was wild.
I love it.
It was like stacked to the brim.
Yeah, but it's a really cool thing. No, it's a cool raffle. I think everybody really likes it because you think you have this chance of winning it. So I think it's a cool thing that everybody wants. And then our kind of, it just has like evolved over the years. We've done like a raffle on the side as like something else for the night of, but it's changed every year. And it's kind of the thing that everyone looks forward to. And they're always like, oh, what is SLSF going to do for their raffle this year? So we've done an early bird raffle. We've done a lucky break raffle. This year it's a golden gala ticket. So think like Willy Wonka and the golden ticket. Boy. So we have that raffle going for people this year. And then, like Anne mentioned, we have our impact auction that goes to general programs. So it's a really fun, classy event at Chevy Chase. So we're really excited for it, too. So
I'm just as excited, if not more. I can't wait to be in the room, to have a lot of fun, to see all the attendees and, you know, everybody dressed to the nines, as we call it. And I know a lot of these, I mean, not a lot, all of these events, frankly, can't happen without partnerships and sponsorships. And so I want to just ask, if you're still looking for sponsorships for the event, highlight some of your already your acquired sponsors. We want to make sure that we raise as much money the night of the 7th as possible. So what is it that we're still looking for as a group to make sure this event could be as uplifted as possible?
Absolutely. So we're always looking for sponsors. It just helps us, you know, grow bigger and better and get the word out. With a lot of those sponsorships, that helps get people in the room too. You know, the sponsorships include tickets and stuff. So a lot of our park districts come on board for this event. So that's super exciting. Zurich North America comes on board for this event. Village Bank and Trust in Arlington Heights. And so there's a lot of different sponsors that kind of come together for this event. We also like to highlight it that it's our Celebrate Ability Gala. See that play on word. So again, tying it back to our mission and the people we serve, do not tell us what they cannot do. Only tell us what they can do, you know, and that's, again, something so appropriate for our community. So Celebrate Ability Gala.
Yep. I can't wait. And as you folks know, as I said, working with the great folks over at AE Corner, and I was so kind, so lucky to be able to work a booth at the Abilities Expo a couple months ago this past summer, and seeing some of your participants on site, right? I saw the bus drop. I mean, it was just so inspiring and so exciting to see some of these amazing individuals in the community interacting as if, and they do, and seeing all the things created for them, right? Mm-hmm. And just seeing how excited they get. And I know with certainty, Liz, because I saw it firsthand on Friday at Jewel, a participant of one of the programs that you support happened to come in grocery shopping with her mom. And you would have thought she saw a celebrity, right? She almost wanted your autograph, frankly.
Oh, my goodness.
And that just really, it just goes to show the work the three of you do matters. It frankly matters beyond belief. And making our world more inclusive and ensuring that individuals can recreate, can become athletes, can learn about nature, can learn how to swim, whatever it is you or I or any of us can do, they can do, as you've said many times, Liz. And so, you know, this has just been such an amazing highlight of an amazing organization. We can go on for hours and hours, I'm sure, but we want to make sure that we, you know, we stay under control, or else CEO yell at me backstage. But before we sign off, I want to give you each of you an opportunity to just highlight one or two favorite things of the SLSS of yours, how one can connect with you, and anything else you want to say before we sign off for the day. So Megan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, awesome. So we are always looking for volunteers. We have a variety of different events, like Chris mentioned. We do our big events throughout the year, but then we also have smaller events that we partner with local community organizations. So if anyone is interested in ever supporting the foundation via sponsorship or volunteering, those are great opportunities, whether you have an hour or a full day to give to the foundation. We're always happy to find something that works with your schedule, or if you have a company that wants to volunteer and give back and support us, that is also an option as well too.
Amazing. And we could connect with you on LinkedIn and any other social media. Yep, we want to make sure that we're staying well in tune with you, to what you have to offer. So Megan O'Brien, O'Brien, and she's the events coordinator at SLSF. Liz, to you, I know you want to say a lot, so let's
always one second.
Let's narrow it down. Just to see, I can give it back. I can give
it's
it back.
It's getting her to stop. That's the problem. It's like,
I love it. I love it.
You've noticed, haven't you?
We love that about you.
All right, Liz, you're up, please.
Where can you find me? You can find me in the community. You can find me anywhere in the Northwest suburbs. I'm there. No, I think the favorite thing that we do with SLSF is when we can connect people that don't live in our world every day with the people we serve. Like, it's magical. It's magical. Like, the fashion show is magical to meet those models and to see who they are and what they can do and change everyone's perceptions and break down every barrier and wall. And I walk out and it's like my sponsor, the CEO of some company, is now best friends with, you know, someone who does our programs, is amazing. And that's what I love, is connecting people to see what we see.
Yeah. And you do an amazing job of it, whether it's at the Chambers, at Oktoberfest, out front of Jewels. You're one of a kind, and I just can't thank you enough for the work you do. And Anne, same with you. Obviously, leading a team and having such a